Hangout with Heather is brought to you by Sorbet Four Ways Mall, because you all deserve a sorbet spoil.
You are listening to Hangout with Heather. Hangout with Heather on Niche Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Hangout with Heather with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio on this beautiful Friday here in Joburg. To all my fellow South Africans, I hope you had an absolutely fantastic Freedom Day holiday yesterday, not only celebrating with friends and family, but also remembering all about the freedom of our nation, of course. So I hope you had a great day off. I did too, but we are back to the grindstone today, although don't fear, there is another public holiday coming on Monday, which is Workers' Day. So looking forward to a bit of a long weekend. And to kick off that long weekend, I am very, very excited. I am heading through to go and see the Lumineers live in concert this evening at the Ticket Pro Dome. I am so excited. Now, a little bird told me, don't quote me on this because I could be wrong, but I heard via the grapevine that there might still be tickets available. So if you only just woke up or you would like to go and see the Lumineers and you haven't got your tickets yet, you can head through to bigconcerts.co.za, or you can also head through to computicket.co.za. They are performing live tonight, Friday the 28th of April, at the Dome in Johannesburg, and the ticket prices range from 405 to 745 rand. So if you are a Lumineers fan, I am so excited to hear Hohe and Stubborn Love. So if you are a fan and you would like to go through, do check it out. Like I said, I can't promise anything, but do go and see if you can still get your tickets. If you've got your tickets already, and to my two winners, I will see you guys there a little bit later this evening. Yay, much excitement. Now, don't forget, I've got four sets of double tickets to Priscilla to give away. I was going to draw the winners yesterday, and then I thought, let me just give it a little bit of extra time because everyone seems really excited about this competition. However, I do have to close it at about 12 o'clock today, so I'm going to be announcing the winners at 12 o'clock today. So if you have not entered yet, you can head on through to my website, heatherhook.com. You can click on the win, Priscilla. And you can comment then. You can stand a chance to win a set of double tickets to come through to Monte Casino this Sunday evening, the 30th of April, for the 6 p.m. show to see what is set to be an absolutely fantastic, splendid, over-the-top, colorful musical show that is Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. So I will see you there. Yay, much looking forward. Now, I know we've had a lot of public holidays lately, and a couple of people have asked me, like, you know, they're looking to do an escape out of the city, or where do I recommend to go? And I have covered quite a couple of places, but I actually found out the other day, Drakensberg Sun Resort, which is absolutely stunning, by the way, and is nestled in the Catskin Peak area of the central Drakensberg Mountains in KZN, have actually just done a huge, and when I say huge, I mean to the tune of 3.7 million rand, renovation on their Lakeview restaurant. And they've used a lot of natural materials. There's a lot of polished wood and a lot of earthy colors. And the Drakensberg Sun Resort just basically aims to provide a comfortable and relaxing outdoor resort sort of feel set in really beautiful natural surroundings. The restaurant overlooks the resort's private lake and has provided guests with an amazing dining experience for many years. There's an extra buffet area that they've added on. You know, the chefs are there on site cooking in front of you. It's absolutely fantastic. The pictures look absolutely amazing. So I do need to go through and check this out. So if you are looking for somewhere to escape for a couple of days and you're heading down to KZN or to the Drakensberg area, do make sure to check out the Drakensberg Sun Resort, and most specifically go and dine in their Lakeview restaurant. It is an absolutely, absolutely beautiful part of the country, and the resort is just absolutely stunning. So if you want more details, you can head through to heatherhook.com and click on the Drakensberg Sun Resort post and check it all out, and maybe book a little bit of a vacay. Who knows? I love a good vacay. In fact, I could actually head off on another one right now, and I've only been back for like 4 days. I love good food, as you all know. and I'm trying desperately to bant because I have some kilos to shed. But much, much, much excitement. Crumbs and cream, the absolutely amazing ice cream sandwich cookie shop, which has been going for only a year in Cape Town, has finally arrived in Johannesburg. And I went to the opening the other night, and they are located in Illovo Junction. And I am so excited. The reason I'm so excited is because they're banting friendly. So there's banting friendly biscuits. There are vegan and sugar-free options. There's halal options. So there's absolutely no excuse to not go through and check out the brand new Crumbs and Cream store in Illovo Junction. So basically, this hugely popular ice cream sandwich brand, which took Cape Town by complete and utter storm, literally has customers in Joburg flocking to get their hands on these delectable cookie and ice cream sandwiches. So basically how it works is you choose two cookies. They don't have to be the same. You can choose whichever, and they've got all variety of different flavors there. I really enjoyed, there was a fantastic one that had, it was still warm. It had Nutella in the middle, and the Nutella was like still kind of like a little bit runny as you bit into it. It was absolutely fantastic. So you choose two cookies. You choose whatever scoop or two scoops of ice cream that you want. They're sandwiches together, and then you can put some sprinkles on, and then you go off and nosh it, and it is absolutely fantastic. So basically, this was a dream of two sisters which became reality, and they take fun very, very seriously. The stores are like super colorful, lots of pink and yellow, and basically they've just created a really sort of fun place to go and have a really, really awesome experience, and it definitely is an experience, and they are really well priced as well. I think a sandwich is about $40, which is not bad. So if you are knocking around and looking for something to do over this long weekend, do head through and check out Crumbs and Cream. As I said, they are located in Illovo Junction, which is on the corner of Oxford Road and Caller Drive, obviously in Illovo. You can check out their website, crumbsandcream.co.za, or you can give them a call, 081-343-2761. Absolutely, absolutely delicious. I will definitely be back, and I will see you there. And because we're all still in the Freedom Day spirit and celebrating this beautiful country that we live in, I found the most fantastic website. It is called Beautiful News, and it is basically an inspirational platform which has been created by Ginkgo agencies. They are also the creators of 21 Icons, South Africa, and they've launched a brand new multimedia platform, as I said, called Beautiful News. And basically what it is it's a platform dedicated to delivering inspiring and uplifting stories that celebrate the spirit and community of South African people in a very authentic way. And obviously, like I said, Freedom Day, so what better day to check it out. So the platform is visually and emotionally gripping, demonstrating the agency's heart to capture untold stories through videos that are published every single day. It is the Beautiful News was founded by photographer and filmmaker Adrian Stern, and is also very inspired by Nelson Mandela. So everything is sort of driven by Nelson Mandela and helping to unite communities and focusing on the people and uplifting the people of South Africa. So the project basically made it clear that in South Africa there are a huge amount of people whose untold stories are worthy of celebration. And Beautiful News was born out of a desire to share those stories and has already grown its audience with over 6 million page views last month, which is absolutely fantastic. There are some great, great stories there, and it's really, if you're looking for something inspirational or a little bit uplifting, please do go through and check out Beautiful News. They're also sponsored by Mercedes-Benz, which has helped to make this project a reality. So huge thanks to Mercedes-Benz, and you can head through to their website, beautifulnews.co.za. You can also check out their Facebook page, facebook.com/beautifulnews.sa. And if you have an untold story, an inspirational story, somebody in your community that's done something to uplift others or start a little business or just start helping out in the community and you'd like to share it with them, you can drop them an email, hello@beautifulnews.co.za, and maybe get their story onto the website as well. But I really had an absolutely amazing look around there. So if that's something that inspires you, I can highly recommend it. Do go through and check it out. Talking about inspiration, I'm quite inspired. I, as you know, went on an aesthetic journey with the awesome team from Light Sculpt in Bedford View. So I undertook to do a facial rejuvenation with the team from Light Sculpt. And basically the idea was that I would share my experience to my readers and fans and people that read my blog and my Facebook page, etc., and just show them what can be done. So let's be honest, I mean, nobody likes to age or show signs of aging, least of all me. I am almost 40, and I think I was starting to look it, given the hectic pace of lifestyle that I lead. I'm probably not the healthiest eater on the planet, although I do try. I don't get a lot of sleep. So, you know, that was all starting to show in my face. And obviously, as you age, your face starts to lose collagen and elasticity. And as the collagen depletes, your skin almost sort of starts to sag and sort of hang onto the bones. In other words, that youthful plumpness is no longer there. So I didn't want to have a facelift. I mean, I'm 39. I didn't want to have a facelift. I felt that that was something that was like really, really extreme. You know, and that's reserved for people that are older, et cetera. But again, I felt that that's extremely invasive. I don't ever want to do anything that like knocks me unconscious, or I hate being unconscious. I don't want to have surgery. It's very invasive. So I was looking for something that was as minimally invasive as possible, but would just give me sort of a slight lift and a slight tweak and kind of get that whole, have you just had a holiday kind of a look, you know, rather than, oh my God, you've had a facelift and you look like, you know, you look like a completely different person. So I was really, really excited. I got to meet with the amazing and very patient Dr. Alistair at the Bedford View branch. I was really, really nervous. He was so, so patient with me. I met with him. We sort of went through what the procedure entails. We then sort of had a look at my face, and he told me what he'd be doing. And then I went through and had the treatment done. So basically what it's all about is that using only a few milliliters of filler, Dr. Alistair can totally transform your face. So basically in the old days, what doctors did was they took a tube of ampule injection of filler and injected it into the infected areas, which plumped it out for the time being, but it didn't soften, it didn't make the face look more youthful. Basically what Dr. Alistair has done is he's worked out a couple of key points, and when I say couple, I mean maybe like 10 on each side of the face, that with a very, very minimal amount of filler, it basically lifts and pulls the skin back up, and voila, all your lines are gone. It was absolutely fantastic. So I was really, really nervous. I knew the end result would be worth it. They'd got a couple of people to come in and watch the demo. So Dr. Alistair put on a numbing cream. I've got everything on my blog, by the way. If you want to go through and check it, you can actually see him putting on the numbing cream and then me completely looking very nervous there. But that worked really well. The numbing cream literally numbed my face extremely well. Then Dr. Alistair sort of plotted out with a white pencil crayon, but like a roadmap, where he was going to inject. And then off we went. So it wasn't as sore as I thought it was going to be. There's a slight pinprick. And the filler makes like sort of like an interesting popping sound, like a snapping sound as it goes in. But it wasn't as painful as I thought. And there's a little bit of pressure as it goes in. And he literally, and obviously because there were people, you know, that he was demoing to, it took a bit longer. So it maybe took like 25 minutes. He did one half of my face. And if you go onto my blog, you must see these pictures where the one half of my face is done and the other's not. And the difference is already absolutely fantastic. You can see the lift in the brow. You can see the lift in the cheek. And most importantly, those lines around the side of the mouth that become like quite deep as you become like older, completely gone. Absolutely fantastic. So then obviously we finished off the treatments and I went home. I had to make sure not to bump or touch my face because obviously the filler is now setting into your face, which was quite, I had to put pillows next to my head. It was a little bit of a performance, I won't lie, but I definitely didn't want to touch my face or redistribute anything. And if you go through to my blog, just go check it out, because I literally kept a day-by-day diary of sort of what was going on. So I had a little bit of bruising. I had some sort of bumps on my chin line from the injections. I've actually, some of them are still there now, although they are going down. And actually, it's interesting to watch day by day as the face sort of transforms, and lightens, et cetera, et cetera. And then 10 days afterwards, I went through to go and meet with Dr. Alistair again before I went through to Mozambique. I was very happy with the results. He just wanted to make sure that everything was 100% perfect. And I have to be honest, the change there, and you'll see the before and after photo with the 10 days difference. So it's quite interesting to see the face split from, you know, treated and untreated, but then to see the before and the after 10 days later, it is absolutely, absolutely incredible. My eyes are way more open, which is a big thing for me because I never really had eyelids. Like, you could never really see my eyelids. My eyes are quite hooded. So that was a that was a huge thing for me. Also the jowls and the lines around the mouth. And amazingly enough, I actually have cheekbones for the first time in my life, or it looks that way. So I was really, really super impressed with this, and I'm going to be doing some more stuff with Light Sculpt, so do stay tuned. I'm going to take you through a couple of different procedures. I promise you, nothing too invasive, nothing too hectic, just small little things that we can do to make ourselves look a little bit better. And when you look a little bit better, you feel a whole lot better. I can promise you that. And I have had so many compliments. It was definitely, definitely worth it. So they do peels, they do Botox, they do medical weight loss, tons more. So if you are interested, do head through to their website, which is lightsculpt.co.za. You can also give them a call on 011-616-1436. And they have offices in Bedford View and again in Rosebank. If you have any questions about the procedure, you are welcome to email me, heather@heatherhook.com, and I will share my personal experience with you, issues that I had, you know, things that if you have questions about it, about the process or about Light Sculpt, please do feel free to email me and I'll give you as much info and assistance as I can. I really, really think that this is going to be the way of the future for me. And I seriously recommend go through to heatherhook.com, click on the Light Sculpt My Aesthetic Journey post and go check it out. It makes for quite an interesting read, and I was really blown away by this, and I think it's absolutely fantastic. So go and check the day by day photos as my face changes. It was interesting to be an experiment for a change. So that is lightsculpt.co.za. Go check them out, and yeah, highly recommend Dr. Alistair. He is located at the Bedford View branch. Very, very good doctor, very patient, relatively easy on the eye. So yeah, I really, really recommend lightsculpt.co.za. And that is it from me for this week. I will be back with you again on Tuesday. Again, my blog, heatherhook.com. If you would like to get engaged on social media, I am on Twitter, Heather L. Hook. Facebook as well, facebook.com/HeatherLHook. I'm on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. And once again, my email, heather@heatherhook.com. If you have any questions or an event going on in and around your city or town that you'd like me to cover. If you have not entered to win tickets to go and see Priscilla this Sunday, do it now. Do it, okay? And I will see you there. That is it from me. I'll be back with you on Tuesday. Have an absolutely fantastic day. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log in to www.nicheradio.co.za.